A thing that looks like a police box standing in a junkyard. It can move anywhere.
Haven, concentrate on Sin. Give priority to the detectors and the navigation systems.
There is a corridor. And the corridor is time. It surrounds all things.
On display? I eventually had to go down to the cellar. That's the display department. With a torch. The lights are probably gone. So had the stairs.
Yours is number 6.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Welcome to British Invaders, episode 173. This is the podcast all about British science fiction television, and this is a bonus episode for the end of 2013. This is Brian from Canada.
And this is Eamon from England. Hello.
So we will be talking about some feedback from our listeners and some of the show suggestions we've heard about. We'll have a little bit of news about some of the remakes and things that have been happening. And we'll look forward to some of the upcoming things for next year as well.
Yes, a bit of housekeeping, really. Catching up with the feedback, talking a little bit about the year. And as you say, looking forward to 2014 and some of the shows we've got scheduled to discuss then. So lots of stuff to get through. And let's start with the feedback. Or as ever, thank you for sending in your comments on the email, on the webpage, on the Facebook group. And in fact, we'll start with the Facebook group with John. And this was posted quite some time ago. But after listening to our shows about the Tomorrow People, he was going to go back and revisit the Tomorrow People, to which I can only say good luck, John. It's an interesting challenge. And if you did complete it, please let us know on the Facebook group how you got on.
Yes, going back through the original series is an interesting one, isn't it? Kelly from Australia has been watching Time Slip, which is great to hear. You know, wonderful show from 1970, sort of the right way to do things with children's science fiction and that sort of genre. So fun stuff there.
Yeah, Time Slip was a good show. I enjoyed that one. Certainly much more than I enjoyed Tomorrow People. So yeah, do let us know how you get on with it. We also heard from Mark, who sent us a very interesting website, which is a complete listing of all British television genre shows. I suppose the category telefantasy, that's going right back to the early days of television. It's an interesting website, which I will post a link to in the show notes for this episode and on the Facebook group when this is released. Looking at the page is fascinating, but it's also rather, in a way, it's slightly sad to see the things that have been lost that we can never see. Shows that looked like they were very interesting but have not survived in the archive. Things like that adaptation of Isaac Asimov's Caves of Steel by Terry Nation that had Peter Cushing in it. But it's an interesting link to a useful page, Brian.
Yes, of course, there are lots of lists, some more complete than others, and this one seems to be quite a good one. I'm not sure that it's absolutely complete, but it looked very good, so that's a nice one to be looking at. And of course, you're right, there is so much that is missing from older British television, as there is from television from various eras from around the world. A lot of things have been lost, which sort of fits with just how things were perceived and how they were done at the time, but it really is too bad. Nick mentioned that he bought Nigel Neal's Beasts, and also Scott pointed out that Simon Oates from Doomwatch was playing the movie star in the Dummy episode of Beast, which of course is an interesting little connection there. Felix also said he liked Beast, especially the episode during Barty's party, which I'll have to agree, that episode in particular was certainly outstanding as a sort of psychological horror piece.
Yes, it is the best of the episodes on the Beast's collection from Nigel Neal. But also, as you say, Dummy, that's an interesting episode with Bernard Horsfall as the unfortunate actor inside the monster suit. And yes, of course, when after Scott pointed out to us that it was Simon Oates from Doomwatch. Of course it was, I realised, but I hadn't twigged at the time.
Yeah, that's right, of course.
So another show that we talked about quite some while ago was Random Quest, based on a short story by John Wyndham. And we looked at a very sort of smart and snappy, I think, BBC Four production of it. And at the time, we noted that there'd been a film version in 1971, which was renamed Quest for Love. And we hadn't been able to actually watch a copy ourselves. There was a DVD release come in. We knew a little bit about it. We knew it starred Tom Bell and Joan Collins, but we didn't know much more about it. And again, it was Mark on the webpage who gave us some useful information. He says, actually, the film, Quest for Love, pretty good, an enjoyable film. He noted that they gave the heroine a heart condition, so that made Trafford's hunt for her even more desperate. Could he find her in time before he lost her again? So, sounds interesting. I think we enjoyed the version we saw on television, so an interesting story.
Yes, absolutely. And that's another one where there had been an earlier TV production that unfortunately was lost. But yeah, the film version does sound interesting. I may have to track down a copy of that. We talked about a fairly recent version of Frankenstein some time ago, and it was one that, while it was updated and quite different from the original novel and from the film versions that are floating around and so on, this was the one that had a female version of Dr. Frankenstein. Tony on Facebook always has some great ideas and suggestions. He was talking about other interpretations that had an intelligent version of the creature, or if you will, the monster from Frankenstein. And that was something that was there in the original novel. The creature was definitely intelligent. Most of the film adaptations that we've seen sort of strip that away and make the creature more of a monster who isn't intelligent. Well, Tony was suggesting the adaptation that featured Ian Holm from the 1960s in a series called Mystery and Imagination as a version where there is an intelligent creature and it is quite faithful to the novel. And I've now seen that version, and it's a good suggestion. It's an interesting take on the Frankenstein mythos in the original novel, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It does look very good, very interesting, and of course does a very neat trick of having, I think, Ian Holm plays both creator and the creature. So thank you for the suggestion, and yeah, we will be perhaps getting to that one at some point.
We may well take a look at it, for sure.
We also had an interesting question on the Facebook page about whether there were any similarly themed podcasts, but not looking at British shows like we do, looking at American television shows. And that sparked a little bit of discussion on the Facebook group. We noted, I think, Tuning Into Sci-Fi Television, which some time ago, I think, did their 100 Greatest Genre Shows. And that was a very interesting series of shows. And one of our stablemates from the Vogue Network, Critical Myth, they also cover a lot of current American shows as well, I think, Brian.
Yes, they do. Tuning Into Sci-Fi TV and Critical Myth both cover sort of the shows that are running right now. And I think they may cover some British things as well, but they certainly cover a lot of American shows. And as you say, Tuning Into Sci-Fi TV did their 100 Greatest, and they've done, I think, 100 Greatest Sci-Fi TV theme music, and so on.
Okay, another show, Fusion Patrol, which covers both British and American shows. I confess I haven't listened to it, so I don't really know what detail they go into, but that's another possibility.
Yeah, I just took a quick look, and it looked like they were covering quite a bit in the way of sort of current British things, but they had a lot of American things and a variety of things where they were looking at individual episodes and that sort of thing. Pod Culture, another friend of ours from both the Vogue Network and also the Geek Culture Network, they cover a wide variety of topics, and they occasionally cover older shows, but quite frequently talk about current shows, both American and British. So there are lots of things discussed and covered there as well.
Yeah, as you say, Pod Culture, great friends of ours, and they do a very good job talking about what's on television at the moment.
And I can also say that I've heard there are other things brewing in the podosphere for something new that may be coming around to cover some of these things as well.
Ah, rumors in the podosphere. Fascinating.
Indeed, yes. And I can say that when we started British Invaders, there was really nothing out there covering British sci-fi TV apart from Doctor Who and maybe a couple of other things. But so much of it was just not being covered at all. And even the sort of more obscure American shows were not getting that much coverage. So it's nice to see that there are lots of different shows that will take different approaches and look at different things that have developed over time. So it's really nice to see that.
Okay, good stuff. That moves us on to suggestions for other shows we might cover, Brian.
Yes, we're always getting suggestions, and we'll mention a few of them here. Not every suggestion we've had necessarily. John suggested on Facebook that we take a look at Luna, which is not available on DVD, but some of it is on YouTube. And we usually try to stick to things that are on DVD. I know we've made a few exceptions to that, but definitely an interesting suggestion there.
Okay. Jill Arroway always has some useful suggestions for us, and she's made a couple recently. One was to ask whether we thought about going back and revisiting Doctor Who. Now, we did do a show for Doctor Who's 50th anniversary last month, but she had an idea that we might want to revisit all the different eras of Doctor Who, because it's such a major show and it's gone through so many changes over the years. An interesting suggestion, not one we've really sort of thought about doing ourselves, but might be one to talk about on the Facebook group and let us know what you thought.
Yeah, absolutely. There are a lot of shows out there that cover Doctor Who in all eras, and there are so many shows that aren't getting coverage that we'd like to look at. So it's a little bit, it would be lovely to do, and we may come to that at some point, but at the moment, it probably isn't what we want to focus on, at least for the next little while. But I will say we have at least one show topic that is related to Doctor Who that may be coming up sometime, possibly even next year.
Okay, something to look forward to then.
I hope so. And the other thing that Jill suggested was a series called Wolfblood, which does look like quite an interesting series. It's on CBBC, so Children's BBC. It's had a couple of series now. It's a werewolf show, but where the werewolves are sort of sympathetic and they're like a peaceful group of people or creatures who are trying to avoid persecution and that sort of thing. And it's been confirmed for a third series now. And I think the first series has been released on a German DVD release that has both English and German soundtracks. So we'll have to see how this one plays out. If more of it comes on DVD at some point, we usually like to wait to see how the current series finish up, so we can cover sort of the whole series rather than just what's been done so far. Again, I think we've sort of made the odd exception to that in some of our spin-off topics and so on. But I think this one will probably want to wait until they've finished making that series and there are more complete releases. But definitely an interesting suggestion. So thanks, Jill.
Yes, Wolfblood, interesting show. One actually that my wife has seen and tells me is very good. I haven't seen it, but my wife enjoys it. So yeah, watch out. Who knows what may happen with that show and us covering it in the future.
Yeah, definitely one to track down.
Now, Gordon on Facebook has always got lots of very useful suggestions for us and very useful comments about the shows we've already covered. Recently, he's been putting forward quite a few very good suggestions, many of which, they'll be coming up very shortly on our schedule. I don't know if he's got an inside track to British Invaders or he's just very good at predicting what we're going to cover. But he also noted that we'll be talking shortly about She-Wolf of London, which in a way was a bit of a co-production between British and American TV. And he wondered whether this opened the door for other co-productions, and in particularly a show that he's a fan of called QED from 1982, which was an American co-production. Not one that we've got on our immediate radar, Brian, but again, I suppose it raises the possibility of adding these things to the list.
Yeah, I believe it doesn't have a DVD release at the moment, and I haven't actually seen it, so it's a little hard to comment too much on that one. She-Wolf of London, actually, the first 70% of it or so was done as a British production. So that definitely has a lot of British work on it. So I think it fits fairly well. But we've also done Star Maidens, which was a European co-production. So there definitely are possibilities for a few of those types of things, I think.
Okay. So, and as I say, recently on the Facebook group, lots of different show suggestions coming in. Interesting stuff. And as ever, if you've got more suggestions for us to look at, please let us know. Get in touch.
We've had lots of great discussion going on the Facebook group. If you're not on there and you're at all interested, please join us. It's been our community, and it's been really nice having that there and having some interaction with our listeners and having some great discussion on there. So we should talk about a little bit of what's going on in terms of remakes of some classic British shows, because there are some things at various stages of development and so on. Georgeville Television is still working with Martin Campbell, who directed Casino Royale, for the remake of Blake 7. Now, it isn't entirely clear what's happening with this at the moment, or if it will indeed happen. They had Joe Pekaski on from Heroes and CSI. He was writing, and it at one point looked like it had been picked up by the Sci-Fi Network in the U.S. There was a rumor at one point that was quite heavily publicized that it was going to be developed by Microsoft Xbox Live and not by the Sci-Fi Network. Well, it turned out that that was not actually the case, that Microsoft is not involved, but it's no longer on the list of things for Sci-Fi either. So it's not clear to me at this point what the situation with that is. It well may be that it won't happen, as has been the case with a number of different attempts for Blake 7 television remake. They've been attempting one in different ways for a number of years now, so it really isn't clear where this one stands at the moment.
Okay. One of Blake 7 hanging out there, presumably in production hell, so stay tuned, I guess, is the answer.
Yes, I think so. Or listen to Blake 7 on audio. There are good things there, as we talked about not long ago.
Yes, go to Big Finish for your Blake 7 hit at the moment. One show that definitely has been remade, because it's now actually out there, is The Tomorrow People. Again, if you've listened to our episodes about The Tomorrow People, you know that I had problems with the 70s show, but it's had an American remake on the CW television network. It started in October. So the question is, I suppose, has anybody seen it? I haven't seen any of these episodes, but it's out there. So if anybody's seen the new Tomorrow People, the American version, let us know.
I've heard that it's not bad. I have not watched it myself. I haven't got around to that yet, but interesting stuff there. Nice to see actually a third version of Tomorrow People starting over again as a television production. So nice to see that. There is also still this production for a remake of Space 1999, and I believe this is called Space 2099 now. And it's a new production, and I've forgotten the name of the person who was working on it, but someone got the rights and was working on this, and I don't know where that is. As far as I know, they don't actually have a distributor for it yet, but there was something in development for a Space 1999 remake. I don't think it involved Gerry Anderson or any of his his companies and so on. So I don't think it was affected by the death of Gerry Anderson.
Okay. One other show to mention, again, a Gerry Anderson show, Thunderbirds, perhaps his most famous of his marionation shows. And as far as we know, this one, despite Anderson's sad death, this show is still in production and scheduled to appear in 2015. We know it's going to be a mixture of computer animation with some live model work to retain some of the feel of the original. And according to the Wikipedia page, there are various actors being attached to the voice roles. So we know that Rosamund Pike is scheduled to play Lady Penelope. So that one still looks like it might happen in 2015, that we might get some new Thunderbirds.
Yes, and that one did have Gerry Anderson involved as one of the producers while he was still alive. And also it was his production companies and quite a few other people involved. So yes, it does sound like that one is still on the road. And I think one or two of the original voice actors were involved with that as well.
Mm, okay.
So once we're talking about remakes and things, let's talk just a little bit about Big Finish, because they have a couple of new things that are coming out in 2014 that I am really looking forward to. Of course, their Doctor Who and Blake Seven ranges are very active, and they're doing lots of interesting things there with the early years covering 1960s Doctor Who starting, I think, fall of 2014, and the Big Finish Blake Seven full cast production starting their regular series in January 2014. But we have a couple of new licenses that they're bringing on as well. One that I'm rather excited about. Starting in January, Big Finish will be doing The Avengers.
Ah, right.
And in fact, what they're doing is the missing episodes of The Avengers. So The Avengers started in 1961, you know, classic British spy series, spy-fi series, very influential. And that first season, which had quite a different feel to the later seasons, that first season is mostly missing. They did about 26 episodes at the time, but only two or two and a half of them still exist. So Big Finish has recast the roles of Steed and Keel, and will be producing these box sets, doing about a dozen remade audio episodes from the first season of The Avengers.
Yes, I mean, we're always very excited when Big Finish get involved in something new. So yeah, it's quite exciting news to hear they recast and remade these lost episodes of The Avengers. Something to look forward to in 2014.
Absolutely. And later in the middle of 2014, there is another new license of theirs that will be coming up, and that is Survivors, which is very exciting because it's such a wonderful series. This is the original 1970s Survivors, and what they are doing is introducing a new group of characters, and starting from the incident, the Survivors, of course, was a post-apocalyptic series that began with a plague that wiped out most of the population. Well, the Big Finish version on audio is introducing a new group of characters and following them from the very beginning and the plague and proceeding on from that. And then the original characters with the original actors for the main first season characters will be introduced and will interact with the new characters as well. So they have Lucy Fleming back as Jenny, and Ian McCulloch back as Greg, and of course, Carolyn Seymour is back as Abby as well. So we're getting this mix of sort of new characters and a new ongoing story from a different perspective, but with the originals being mixed in as well. So that's something quite exciting also.
Yes, interesting mix of the old and the new there. And as you say, great to have the three main characters from the first season of Survivors back and doing audio stuff for Big Finish. So we should wrap up 2013 and look back at, in particular, some of the anniversaries that have happened this year for famous British shows, some of which we've covered in detail, but some we didn't get to mention at the time. So, for instance, back in February, on February the 15th, I believe, Brian, it was 25 years since the first broadcast of Red Dwarf.
Yes, that's right. And I'm a little bit sorry that we didn't celebrate that at the time on British Invaders. A great sci-fi comedy series and very well-known, well-remembered, influential. And it's now back with a recent relaunch with the original actors being involved. Red Dwarf 10 was very successful and ran in late 2012. And we may or may not have more Red Dwarf coming later. So great to see that there are still things being done with this great show that's now 25 years old.
Yes, here's hoping we get some news about Red Dwarf 11 before too long.
Absolutely. Another anniversary that we unfortunately did not look at, on April 30th, it was 40 years since the original broadcast of one of your favorite shows, Eamon. It's 40 years since the first broadcast of The Tomorrow People.
Oh, goodness. How did I let that one go by?
I had these elaborate anniversary plans where I was going to make you rewatch the whole series, and it fell through and didn't work out. So I'm sorry I didn't manage to do that, Eamon.
A lucky escape for me.
Maybe so.
Yeah, go back and listen to our episodes if you've not heard them. I didn't get on very well with The Tomorrow People.
An interesting show, but maybe not the easiest viewing at this point.
No, perhaps hasn't aged terribly well. I was a great fan at the time, but hasn't aged terribly well. All right, 40 years of The Tomorrow People, and here it is being redone in America. Splendid.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, one anniversary that we did get to cover, because we released a bonus show on the day, which was Quatermass, and it's 60 years since the first broadcast of Quatermass. July the 18th, we released a special show. And in a way, it's a shame, Brian, because obviously another show has got all the attention this year. But Quatermass is such an important part of British television history and the contribution that Nigel Neal made. Certainly, there was some stuff about it on Twitter at the time, but the BBC didn't really acknowledge the anniversary. But there you go, 60 years of Quatermass. Go back and listen to our bonus episodes or the original episodes that you and Xander recorded. Great stuff, really, Quatermass.
Yes, I would recommend listening to our anniversary episodes rather than the old ones from when we started out. But yeah, there were a couple of articles around online, but that anniversary did not get as much attention as I think it really deserved, but I was pleased that we were able to talk about it and celebrate it a little bit. Tremendously influential show on how television is made in the UK and maybe even beyond that, and in how science fiction is done on television. So a very big deal for sure, and quite a remarkable show. And of course, the series that everyone has been talking about, the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who, was on November 23rd, and we certainly covered that and did a special episode that was released on that day, and it was celebrated by the BBC with their own brand new Doctor Who special with various doctors and various characters and actors showing up in it. And there was a simulcast with it being shown in both movie theaters and on broadcast all across the world all at the same time. So exciting stuff. And lots of things were going on about that. And if you listen to our Doctor Who 50th anniversary show, we discussed that in much more detail, of course.
Yes, and of course now we've had a chance to see all the anniversary broadcasts and to listen to all of the Big Finish ones as well. And it's all been great stuff. I think perhaps Big Finish might have pipped the BBC, in my own personal opinion, but we've been talking about that on the Facebook group as well, and you can chip in with what you thought of all the anniversary shows as well.
Yes, there was lots of good stuff around, for sure. So looking forward towards 2014 and what we will be doing and so on, we seem to be in a bit of a run of supernatural-related shows with our sort of Christmas-related ghost story for Christmas, and then we have a couple of shows coming up doing that as well, which was not really something that we designed. It's just working out that way. Should be kind of fun, I hope. And we certainly will be getting back into lots of more identifiably science fiction type things. And definitely, while we like to get into all these related genres, we do try to focus on the sort of really, you know, classically sci-fi stuff. And we'll be getting into lots of it. We have 2014 planned out, and we should have some good things there.
Yeah, I mean, we do like to stray within the genre, so we do get to horror and supernatural shows. And, of course, we like to, or we're trying to have a Christmas ghost story now. So I suppose it was just the way the schedule worked out that we've gone from Christmas ghosts to the ghost in Randall Hopkirk Deceased. And then from there, we'll be on to the She-Wolf of London. But anyway, bear with us. Lots of good stuff coming.
Yeah, we have, I think, a pretty good variety of things that we've chosen for 2014, ranging from dystopia style shows to 1960s sci-fi with some sort of interesting little sci-fi things mixed in there. We have time travel stuff coming up. We have things with superpowers of various sorts. A whole variety of shows covering a wide range of years.
Yep, lots of good stuff to look forward to in 2014. And as ever, if you've got shows you think we should be covering in 2015, get in touch.
Yes, absolutely. So you can reach us at britishinvaders@gmail.com. And of course, you can find us at britishinvaders.com. We are part of the Geek Culture Network, so you can find us at thegeekculturenetwork.com. We also have a Facebook group, so if you search for British Invaders on Facebook, you can find that, and as we mentioned, we have lots of good discussion going there.
Yes, do come and find us on Facebook. We've been having lots of fun recently, and we do have the occasional contest and giveaway, so do join in the fun. Also, join us on the Voice of Geek streaming network at vognetwork.com, where you will find lots of similar geek-related shows. Many of them covering American television, if that's something you're interested in as well. We go out Mondays and Tuesdays, but as I say, you'll find our stablemates as well.
Yes, absolutely. So thank you for listening. And this is Brian from Canada saying Happy New Year.
Yes, happy holidays and a happy 2014 to all of our listeners. Thank you for joining in, and we'll see you in the new year. This is Eamon in England signing off.